Empowering Gita Reflections, a podcast to guide modern lifestyle with the wisdom of the Gita.
So, what does this mean? Na sato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate sata. You've heard this example. So, let's start somewhere. An example that you may have heard less frequently from me. Sorry, my fuse blows. I feel like where should I begin? Okay, let's start with some example. The moon is shining, the full moon, beautiful moon, lovely, wonderful moon, grateful to someone is doing arti, someone is doing this, and the moon, Purnima, Amavasya, all that. There is poems written on moon, this, that. Moon is considered the god, and moon, like, Navas, and this, that. Moon has zit. Light of its own. Moon has no light of its own. Moon has zero for what it is praised. Moonlight, moonlight, moonlight. Beautiful moon, white moon, lovely moon, blue moon, honeymoon, shining moon, whatever. Moon is dark as dark gets. It is all the mercy of the sun. Sun shining on the moon that it is merely reflecting. Now, it is also the grace of the moon. It is definitely the glory of the moon. There is a good reason why moon should be worshipped, that it is keeping all the scorching heat, absorbing in itself and only passing on the soothing, cool, white, bearable. And that too at a time when everything else is dark, when there is no chance for any light, the moon is being gracious and saying, okay, I'll take the heat and I'll reflect the soothing, cool, white light. So thank you. All glories to you, moon. But I don't want to also be bamboozled thinking that moon is the original. It's a moonlight. No, it's a sunlight. Moonlight does not exist in a way. It is a sunlight that is being reflected. And the sun is not doing any special favor to moon, and the moon has not earned any. Moon is not special, that it has earned some special status, favor from the sun. It just happens to be in its path. Sun is giving to everyone and everywhere and everything equally, must, unbeknownst, uncaring, just sun's existence alone is lighting everything around it. It's the nature of sun. Its sun is made of light. Sun's presence itself is light, moon or not. So as far as light is concerned for us, in the solar system, it is from that. The light bulb, if your logical brain is distorting, hold it. All the energy that is coming in the electricity, the light bulb, the tungsten wire, electricity flowing and it glowing, all that, that electricity is coming from some fuel burning somewhere. The fuel is either renewable or fossil fuel. If it's renewable air, it is coming from the sunlight solar panel. If it is wind power, the wind is blowing only because the sunlight is heating the air up, which is wanting to rise and causing disturbance. If it is coming from geothermal, the earth has been billions of years absorbing sunlight and keeping itself warm and hence giving that same heat. If it is coming from the fossil fuels, the wood and animals, so all the petrol and the gasoline and the rock hill and all of that. It's just dead matter, organic matter that once was living matter, living because of the sunlight. All trees, all plant life. And it cannot escape from the sun as the source of power and energy. So don't you tell me the logic of, oh, what about electricity? What about my bulb, the battery? Well, if you have some, call me separately, we'll get to the end of it and trace it back. The point of this is that alone exists in a limited example. This is not a great example. This is not a very good example, but it starts to show, drive the point, the light. When I see a rope, a thick, big rope in the porch, and I think it's a big old snake from somewhere, cobra, how did it get here? Dude, God, I don't want to open the door. He might enter. The house in the morning, seeing the light, the snake might disappear, and that's when I'll open my door. And in the morning, I open my door and I say, ha, it was that rope that I had forgotten. It's a rope, it's not a snake. all through the night. That fear of that which does not exist, the snake, it actually did not have any power. I gave it power. I concocted it. I thought it was. I imagined it. It wasn't real. Just like the moonlight isn't real. Moonlight is not moons. A better example is this fear, this knowledge. I thought, I know there is a snake. This knowledge was not real. When sunshine, when this, I'm not talking about light anymore, when I saw it for what it is, then the reality hit me that it's a rope. The fear had no existence. Na asato vidyate bhavo. The rope always existed. The knowledge that this is rope always was the truth in dark and in light, in day and in night. That alone was the truth. No matter what I thought of it as, no matter what I took it as. You take a gold biscuit to India and make a ring and like a nose ring for my wife, and then all of that. In it, they all existed then. The nose ring existed, the ring existed. All I have done is I've given it some shape. But the truth of the consistent material that it was, the element that it was, still is. And in fact, that alone is, even now in the nose, it is the gold. In the ear, that is the gold. And on the wrist, it is the gold. Yeah, I call this nose ring and this earring and this bracelet because it's this shape and this form. But the truth has not changed. Its original form hasn't changed. Truth always exists. There's no such thing as a nose ring in reality. It's really in its truest form. It really is gold alone, as though. The waves in the ocean. Waves don't exist. There's no such thing as a wave. There's no such object as a wave. It cannot be separate from its own original substance. You'll never find waves just strolling along on a highway, going for a walk in the neighborhood by itself. Their existence is imagined, not real. Waves never exist. Its substance alone does, always does. The water. Therefore, yeah, we look at the waves, we tolerate the waves, but we don't get bamboozled by the waves. We don't ignore what it is made of. The water ever existed. The waves formed and deformed. Not sure if it's the same wave, not sure if it's the exact same amount of same drops of water. In fact, those who know the wave theory, right? I know Vanessa that word, the matter doesn't move as much as the energy is transmitted alone. It's interesting, very few people might know this. Wave theory, the matter itself, the water that wave is, isn't the one that's moving as much. It moves a little bit. It's the energy that in it that's being pushed, carried to the matter that's next to it. That is pushing, transmitting that energy to the matter that's next to it. And we think it's that same wave. It's energy that's moving. Not so much the substance that's carrying it. So, and that always exists. The water always existed. The waves were formed and deformed. In the dreams, the rich and the powerful man in my dream, the one who held all the power, and the downtrodden and the oppressed ones, that powerful man in my dream never had any real power. Never had any real power, not one bit of power. And yet it appeared like he has so much power. No, that did not exist, never. Na asato vidyate bhavo, asat ki sattani. That which does not exist has no power in it. The dream character in reality, in truth, does not exist and therefore is powerless. It doesn't even have existence. How can it have any power? But greater truth than that, na abhavo vidyate satah. And but that which exists, there is no shortage of it. Abhav. Abhav nahi hai. There is no scarcity of it. it alone pervades everything. And in my entire dream, I alone is filled and packed to the bone. So much so that nothing, no space other than me. Anywhere in the dream, the ocean and the mountain in my dream, and the birds and the bicycles in my dream, and every bit of it, I alone was packed. There was no place in my dream, no object, no human, nothing in my dream that I did not exist, or that I alone, anything other than me, had any place in it.
This Gita Yoga podcast will continue in the next session. Jai Shri Krishna.